Parking Panic. Incredible excuses for bad parking. When was the last time you were given a parking ticket? Did you pay it or contest it? According to recent statistics, more than 50% of those given a ticket try to get it cancelled. And the excuses for illegal parking run from the ordinary to the bizarre. Here are a few excuses which failed to impress.
I didn't see the sign because the sun was in my eyes.
There wasn't a sign that said I couldn't park there.
I got in late and thought it would be okay to park my car there for the night, but then I forgot about it the next day.
I was late for the theatre and I didn't want to miss the start of the show.
My friend told me it was okay to park there.
The parrot inside my car knocked the resident's permit off the dashboard.
I had some puppies in the car and I needed to park it on a yellow line so I could watch over them while I was in the hairdresser's.
I had an urgent need to go to the toilet and I simply didn't have time to get a parking ticket.
I had to take my pet python to see the vet, and I didn't want to carry it through the streets, so I parked the car next to the veterinary clinic.
I was spying on my boyfriend, who I suspected was having an affair with my best friend. I left my vehicle close by so I could creep into the house and catch them.
I'm a pensioner and was modelling nude in a life art class. For obvious reasons, I was unable to return to my vehicle when the pay and display ticket ran out.
I'm afraid I had a rather embarrassing accident whilst driving in my car, and I had to park next to a clothes shop to buy some new trousers.
I couldn't buy a ticket at the pay and display machine because there was a vicious dog tied to it.
Whatever next?